Gentlemen No Class is proud to be a part of the HC Universal Network. Gentlemen No Class is produced, mixed, and edited by M5 Studios.
This podcast contains explicit language and is intended for adult audiences. The views and opinions of Gentlemen No Class are strictly for comedic purposes and should not be taken literally. For instance, like this disclaimer. Now grab yourself a pint and enjoy.
And welcome to another episode of Gentlemen No Class, a podcast that when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. I'm Jake.
And I'm Rob.
and it's supposed to be fucking Paul, yeah.
Yeah, he's back. He's back.
Yeah. We drug his ass out here because this was his idea for this episode.
No,
so,
was it?
Yes, it was. 100%.
Okay,
and like it or not, gentle ladies and gentlemen, we are the hosts for tonight's episode.
So we've come back. Last episode was our podcast at over at Eureka Heights, and we are still sampling some tasty fizzy pants hard seltzer over here.
And I got the mini boss. It's okay.
It's not as good as the fizzy pants hard seltzer though.
It's debatable.
All right.
It's great. I'll give you that. It's not good. It's great.
Like yeah. Tony the Tiger, huh?
Oh, great. Yeah, there you go. Whatever happened to that guy? Or was it a girl? Oh, Tony. Tony would be a guy's name. Maybe.
Tony.
We don't know.
Speaking of Tonys.
Fucking Tony.
Speaking of Tonys. So I decided to name this episode Tony Soprano Sends His Regards.
I just realized we're not wearing headphones, are we?
No, we're not.
We're done with that. We evolved to that.
Yeah, we're better than that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you're better than that.
Yeah, but okay, I didn't know that mattered, but all right. It just feels weird, but that's fine.
We don't even call the headphones anymore. We just call them Paul because we only wore them when you were on the show. Now we don't. We don't need headphones anymore.
And the other thing is, like this just goes to show you how much Paul watches the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he shows up and he's like, "You guys are standing now."
Yeah.
And you don't wear headphones?
I've traveled many fucking miles to get here for you guys. You can tell me I'm gonna fucking stand. Fuck you.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. Yeah.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence, I guess, and dragging us out here. Coming out here to hang out.
That sounds so grateful, huh?
I know, we are. I mean, we are grateful that you came out. But so tonight's episode, we're going to talk about, I don't even know how we're going to talk about it, but we kicked around this idea of, we wanted to talk about mob movies, mafia movies, I guess. Like, I don't know how you call it.
It's just the
latest. Kill the Irishman. The Irishman and Sopranos is what I... Damn, excuse me. Fuck.
Just those two?
Well, I mean, I wanted to talk about those because I just... You know, you guys always talked about comics and shit. I just wanted to dive into that. That'd be cool.
But just those two movies in general, like the whole genre of like the mafioso.
Oh, I don't know if you want to. I don't care. I was more like focused on Sopranos and The Irishman.
Okay. What's wrong with it?
I guess to start with like The Irishman. Hmm. Did you finally see it, Rob?
I did. I finally watched it. I did enjoy it. And one of the things like I told Jake was. I don't know. I won't like seek out one of these movies and sit down and watch it. Like when The Irishman came out, like y'all were all gung ho about, Irishman, we're gonna watch.
Fuck
like
yeah,
I won't yeah. like sit down and just be like, oh yeah. fuck yeah, everybody shut up, it's The Irishman. Right. You know what I mean?
Scorsese,
but I watched
fanboys here. That's why
I watched it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and I mean I've enjoyed all of the movies that I've watched.
Will you watch it again? That's where
if it's on TV.
It's on Netflix.
I'm flipping through channels in a hotel room, I'll watch it.
Okay.
It's kind of the same like with Goodfellas. Like I'll sit down and watch Goodfellas. Like if it's on,
well, it's on TBS all the time.
I know. Well,
TBS.
Yeah.
I would rather rewatch Captain America: The First Avenger or Winter Soldier, which I did this.
Can there be one episode where you don't bring your Marvel balls into this episode?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, please.
This is
don't.
What I do.
Please.
But speaking of which, have you? I don't mean to sidetrack.
Yeah, whatever.
Winter Soldier.
You're good.
The Falcon?
Falcon and Winter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have.
Is it good?
Wait, is that
it's
a show?
Real good.
Okay, we'll probably have be a future episode.
It's
on
a
that
show?
One. I haven't seen it yet. So
it's yeah, it's a show.
That's it. Oh, just is that I mean, did they release it all or are doing like WandaVision?
They're doing one
episode a week.
Yeah, they're doing one episode a week, okay. Just like they did with WandaVision.
Yeah,
so
they should,
cool.
Man. That's.
I think it gives you some really good cliffhangers and does a lot of really good story building.
I mean, if you ask me, when you do that, like, I mean, because that's how we're used to, at least us, new generations, they don't know. Like, they're like, a lot of them are sent stone to this getting
we?
all
Who
we?
The fuck we?
Yeah, getting it all at fucking once. Like, no, take some time and want, you know, and let an episode unfold so you can absorb it. And it'll have that much more of an impact to it if you actually once a week instead of just fucking taking it all in, you're gonna miss shit. That's just too much.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just me.
I don't know, man. I did Pounding the Boys.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It's great, but like I think
the Boys
still
was a great show, and I ran through them. Like
yeah. No,
no
that's fine. I mean,
that's
my point though. Like I think you're running through it. You're going to miss shit. Like, if you take it one episode at a time and give it time to, like, I don't know. I'm just that much. When I watch something that interests me,
you may miss
shit. I dive into it. Yeah. And I like to absorb and let it and feel it and just give
Listen,
it time to breathe and just, yeah, I don't know. Just
Listen,
try
man,
to understand
I do like
it.
I do like the fact that it does come out at, like once a week because it gives you something to look forward to. That's the only reason.
That's
you know, because
that's old school.
Like
yeah,
Fridays, my TGIF. Now I got my Star Wars pounding on Friday. You know, WandaVision back then.
And
that's kind of like a
that's
Friday
good,
sit down.
That's good. What's it called? Like I don't know. What you call it marketing or I don't know. It's just because they're targeting to probably people like our age because we're used to that. We know that it's familiar to us when we're younger. So it's nice to see that you know
Until
something
they do
like
the cancel
that.
Culture and just cancel.
I know, right?
Out,
it's just
going to
get everything on its own. Yeah, it's going to eat itself. God damn, man.
Okay, back on track.
But
we're not doing a cancel culture episode.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's old school. That's old school.
That's old school. So talking about you know let's talk about the first generation. I guess you call it the first generation of these mafia movies because they all seem to have the basic same themes revolving around the New York or New Jersey Italian mafia. Not the Italian mafia. Is it the Italian mafia?
I think it's
the Italian
root,
mafia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the
root
it's right. From, so it, it,
yeah, we're
it's,
specifically
it's,
talking about,
yeah.
Yeah. So and it's all New York and New Jersey. Correct me if I'm wrong,
right?
Right.
Because I mean, they immigrated through New York.
Okay,
you know,
and that's
and
okay.
The families came in through that.
I guess maybe families. Because I don't know. Maybe because Italy and Ireland. I don't know right. Because they both sound eyes. I was like, okay, maybe I thought I don't know. I get them confused. So it's only when talking about
right.
Like this, you know, specifically this. So, like talking about, so I tried, I really tried to watch The Sopranos. I tried.
What'd you leave off on? Like, what season?
I don't know. Like season
I really tried. I can hear your fucking. And I remember talking to you about this, and like, you're just like, man, I'm trying to get through this, but. There's certain scenes I are like I already know what's gonna happen, and I know you predicting like what's gonna happen, and you're telling me I'm like, God damn it, just
it's
keep
so
watching
predictable.
It. I know, I was like, keep watching it though.
But
man.
Was I? But all the stuff that Some, I predicted was it? Was
most
it true?
Of it, you were right though.
Well,
what
there you go.
Right.
I didn't even watch
well,
it.
I said
and
most
I know what
of
happened.
It. Don't give yourself so much.
Well, there's gonna be spoilers
credit.
If you guys haven't watched The Sopranos, but there's someone, well, not someone, Raph posted like he thinks that Tony got shot in the back at the very end.
Well, that's well, yeah. Of course, that's debatable the ending and whatnot. But
how is that debate? What do you
well,
mean?
Well, the ending.
I thought the ending
wait,
is
well,
like just
on,
like sitting down for dinner. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
It's just I don't. Well, I don't know. Like it's just he doesn't. David Chase. He was back and forth for so. That's his name, right? Yeah. Like,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. The creator. Okay. He was very back and forth on that. Right. Like he would just kind of tease the audience, or not audience. I'm sorry. Like interviews and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I think he recently said that he's just straight up. No, he's dead.
I mean,
he's dead now for sure.
Well, he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking James Gandolfini is dead.
Yeah. Well, of course, yeah, well, dead. Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. Well, you know, that's crazy too because I remember when James Gandolfini died, there was some similarities in Sopranos that happened, you know, well, when Howie died, like, it was
well, yeah, in every episode they go out to dinner and have a whole bunch of pasta.
No. Well,
so he had a hard, I mean,
lots of similarities. Yeah. No, like what happened? Like when he got when he died and was in Italy, or he had a heart attack in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the guy who, what's it called? An EMS worker. He robbed him. He stole his watch.
Oh, really?
And that guy has this. The EMS worker has the same name. Of a character in the Sopranos.
Are you sure it's not a fanboy conspiracy?
No, this is not. This what? Is fucking for real. No,
we're basing this all off a comment that Raph made about Tony the Tiger, not Tony Soprano, by the way.
What?
Yeah, Raph commented on the stream. He says, I'm talking about the tiger. But yeah.
Well, fuck him. Nice.
Way to go, Raph.
Man, you know what?
That's hilarious. I thought you were talking about Soprano.
I thought so too, man. Well, okay. Fuck him. Well, who the fuck are you, Raph? Gilbert?
That's awesome. Okay, to get back on track, the first gen mafia movies?
Yeah, so what would be, I guess, the first gen mafia movies would be like starting with The Godfather. Was that like the beginning of the genre? Like, I don't know.
Well, no, you probably go back further, back probably. The 30s, like the Scarface.
40s. Scarface with Hughes, Paul Mooney.
I can't think on the top of my head. That's as far as I can think for sure. Oh, sorry, I forgot I was supposed to do that. Scarface back then.
I'm sure
Howard
there's
Hughes,
more
for sure.
Movies in between, but I think Godfather is like mainly the foundation because it was such a huge movie and like everybody referenced The Godfather. Even people that hadn't seen the movie know a line or two from The Godfather. Like, go to the mattresses. They don't know what the hell.
Go to the mattresses.
Yeah, I agree with that because I know nothing about these movies and I know I knew scenes before I saw it the first time I watched it. You know, like I knew that there was like the horse head scene. Like, I knew the make him an offer I can't repeat, you know what I mean?
Cotton
the fucking Marlon Brando
and shit. Straight cat he found, and fucking just petting it, whatever, jerking it. I don't
what,
know.
The horse head?
That cat he actually had.
The cat.
It was a stray.
Yeah, it was a stray. It actually went on set and it wasn't supposed to be there. And
he just took it.
It was pawing the shit out of him when he was running that scene and he kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was improv.
He's
just
all
adapted.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
he adapted like as an actor. That's what he saw. He just saw an opportunity. He's like, they'd be great, and that worked out nice. Yeah.
So I mean, but you're saying go back to like the '30s. So like the original Scarface is what
that's the only mafia movie I know. I know there's some more.
Okay, so let's go into like, because when you talk about comics, you talk about the golden age of comics, and that's not what people typically remember as the golden age. Like that's like the first run of like Superman and stuff like that, which wasn't really like super. I mean, comics were super popular, but like that wasn't like a run of comics that everybody knows exactly what happened. Like usually the Silver Age is what people remember what happened. Sure. You know, the 70s and 80s and early 90s run. So let's call it the Silver Age of mobster movies, mafia movies, you know, starting with The Godfather through Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Heat, Casino,
Casino, Goodfellas. Casino's great.
What are some of the other ones?
You got what's his? No,
I know
you said
there's many more. I'm trying to think.
Like you said, he hit the major ones.
Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface.
You could say that. I mean, that's mob like. It's not Italian mafia. He's involved. I think.
I don't think so.
No,
I think he does get a family involved. And he tries to. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. But honestly, what Sopranos is compared to all those fucking movies you just mentioned.
Super slow.
I love it. They explore the idea of like that these fucking guys are they're all these tough guys. Yeah, fuck you, you know. Yeah. But they're not. They're scared. They're just as scared as the rest of us, and it's just a persona. And I love how they explore that and understand what's called the mind, what the human condition, what it's like to be a human being, and all the shit they fucking do and their behavior, why they do what they do,
right?
And it's fucking And I've dived into that mine, man. And that shit is fucking dangerous, but, man. It's also frightening.
You know that you will not cross them because they would not hold any hesitation before killing you.
Yeah, of course you not. There's, so, yeah, it's nothing to them. Yeah, because that's how far. Yeah, exactly. That's how far them as a human being. They've crossed the fucking Rubicon, as they say. Like, that's it. Like, there ain't no fucking looking back once you do that.
So,
and you're fucking done. I mean, it's just, yeah.
let me reference.
That's frightening.
Let me ask you a question referencing something. So, when it comes to The Sopranos, was that like the first show or movie that kind of looked at like what it would be like in the everyday life of like a mobster? Like, because that's the first one that like it shows, like, you know, Tony Soprano has, you know, panic attacks and shit like that. So like he goes to see a therapist, and then I assume that like more people start going to the therapist as the show builds on. That's the only way they could keep
it
going.
That's where it's centered, so, basically. But I mean, conversations. Yeah,
I think that that's. Do you think that like in other as big of a taboo topic as that is to Tony and his family, like when Uncle Junior finds out about it, like he freaked, you know, like everybody's freaked out, and it's a point of weakness for Tony.
Sure.
So do you think that there are like in the, you know, you talk about like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, let's talk about like the fucking the Sopranos, you know, the Mafia universe, you know what I mean? Like in that universe, it does fucking, Al Pacino's character from Godfather go to therapy? You know what I mean? Like, well, is that something that's a good that question think?
Because if it wasn't for Tony in The Sopranos, I mean, did that create the idea that bosses go through? Because they have analyzed this and analyzed that.
Oh,
isn't
I forgot
that
about
isn't about therapy as well?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Did it
it's
create
exactly,
this little stigma that family bosses need?
Well, they
to
have
seek
to
help?
Be tough, I guess.
Yeah, so, that's guidance, man. Like, because, like, to truly understand what Tony Soprano, that actual character, what he does, like he, and it's reflected too. That's what I love in his show. Is like he looked at himself like that painting, you know, but when he, with Pyo Mai, that horse.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about?
I remember that.
And he looked like a general because that's how he sees himself. He sees, to him, he is a general, and like, and then his guys are—I mean—they take orders from him.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what they're. That's what it is. That's how he views. It's a war to him.
Right.
That's what he views himself, and the show is. You know, David Chase is a amazing job of reflecting that of him. Just, and you see that periodically throughout the show, and it just it like I said, that show is amazing when it comes to. Just psychotherapy and diving into the mind, especially particular a fucking mobster's mind, you know, like somebody that capability,
well,
what
mean,
they would
just,
do.
Just like bringing the story arc of having your childhood friend betray you because he is becoming an informant to the feds.
Yeah.
And he has to put him down in Big Pussy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So those type of things, I'm sure, happen in families.
Yeah,
families,
like
but
David Chase has actually spoken to actual local, like, mobsters around the area around the time. Like, that was, like, like, he was affiliated, I believe, or knew, or just, you know, he most of that stuff that's happened in the show is actually, it's based off true events. That's cool. Like, I mean, they don't say that, but if you look into it, like, it's the truth. That's where he gets a lot of his inspiration from.
And I wonder if, like, people from Italy, people from, because they exploit the fact that people from Italy kind of look down on the Italians of the Northeast, the Jerseys, New York. Like, give me some spaghetti with gravy. Where's my gravy?
It's a class thing, yeah.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm making a stereotype here.
Fuck that.
Fuck,
man.
I'm trying not to do it, but.
No,
say but don't.
No class.
Don't people born in Mexico look down on like Mexicans that are born in the United States?
Well, especially
that's like a Chicano, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think so. Especially if you don't even know Spanish, because they look at me all kind of like
that's
weird
fucking
and
stupid.
Yeah.
What the logic makes sense? It's like you faulting me for something that I have no control of. Get the fuck out of here.
No, out of here.
Yeah, excuse me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
cocksucker.
No. Cocksucker, yeah. Fuck that bullshit. But I don't know, man. Like, David Chase, man, I've grown to, like, really respect and admire him as for a people film, that as a don't filmmaker. Know
who is David
Chase.
David
Chase is the creator of Sopranos. You sure that's his name? Yeah, David Chase. I know for sure.
Somebody fact
check that. Fuck that. Because you were like, I don't know that's his name.
Responsibility
he
here.
Him down, like his name down like 20 times.
We don't have any fucking class. Yeah. That was a fucking
so
voice.
Here's something that I'm kind of curious about. hold on, I'm trying to figure out like how to phrase this.
Spitballing here.
So, if
I don't want to fag. So
one of the things that I find interesting is the fact that like every single one of these shows or movies, they look down on people that become informants, but every single one of them does it at some point to save their own ass.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Every single like
member it's of like inevitable. Family?
Yeah, at least one or they'll, one of the higher find, up bosses
they'll
do.
They'll find a weak link. Basically, yeah. it's inevitable.
Even Tony, I mean, think at the about, end is having like passing along information to the feds at the very tail end.
Yeah,
you know
Agent, exactly. Or what's his name?
You use the feds
Brian
to
Shelton.
Get rid of
he reminds me of Brian Shelton so oh, much, a friend okay. of mine. So, ours, I mean, whatever, yeah.
You know, it's you use the feds to, like, get rid of your enemies, you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah. And the enemy of your enemy is your friend. But,
yeah.
I mean, like, in The Departed, you know what I mean?
Departed's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. In The Departed, that's Irish mafia, but yeah, that's...
He puts a rat in the police.
You fucking boy!
And at the same time, he's an informant for the FBI.
Yeah.
Where's your fucking boy?
Okay, so... The informant for the FBI is DiCaprio, right?
Yeah, no, for the
many,
police.
For the police.
Maybe it's the FBI.
Yeah,
but
he became FBI.
Yeah, but no, Jack Nicholson is giving, is right. also being an informant.
That's true, that's true.
And at the end of the movie, like, the DiCaprio FBI dies, protected. Like, as because nobody knows, except Martin Sheen, that he's a good guy. Yeah. And then Matt Damon's about to get away scot-free, and then fucking Marky Mark fucking caps him in his apartment.
And that is how you tell a fucking story, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah.
Has anybody
seen
Half-Baked?
That was so amazing when I first saw
Half-Baked?
Half-Baked, the movie with Dave Chappelle?
Half-Baked, yes.
Yeah, Half-Baked. So there's that scene where they're trying to get all this weed, right? And then you see his roommate fall down. That's the Martin Sheen scene from Departed where they throw him over the roof.
But Half Baked came out before the Departed.
It's not really the Martin Sheen, but it was like it was that cheap. I think that Martin Sheen death scene was kind of cheap.
And Half Baked. At least Brian got away. Oh my nads.
Having a time of his life. Brian.
Oh, I forgot about Departed. That's a great movie.
Yeah, that's
another
a
like super like twisty
one of those health freeze. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but you know,
ask your mother. Ask your dad for fucking your father.
Man, but I don't know. I know we're pinging around here. Like,
yeah,
like the Irishman, man.
All right.
How many times have you seen that movie?
Before we get into the Irishman.
Several.
Before we get into the Irishman, because I didn't understand what the appeal of the Irishman was. I was like, this is just another fucking mafia movie, but. I mean, this is kind of like the first generation guys. Scorsese did that, right?
Scorsese did it
with De Niro and, and Pacino and all those. So
fucking Keitel.
For anybody that hasn't seen it, I mean, spoilers. Where are we going to spoil the whole thing?
Yeah. Fuck you.
But I didn't realize until I was halfway through the movie. I was like, oh, this is based on. I was like, they're going to show like. What this guy's account was of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, now I understand why, like, y'all thought it was so cool and wanted to watch it and all that shit. You know what I mean? And then I went and, like, researched it a little bit, and, like, this was this guy's, like, his biography that he wrote that was like, yeah, like, I killed fucking Jimmy Hoffa. Like, he admitted to all this shit, mm-hmm. but, like, the FBI and the CIA still, like, don't substantiate
right,
that claim.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, there's still no body.
What
so.
Are your what are your like, thoughts of this on the? Tell us about the Irishman, Paul.
Man, I fucking love that film. it's been a while since I see. I meant to watch it again before I came here. I just forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah, I was doing shit. What do you want from
forgot.
Me?
You forgot.
You know. All right. Me.
Well,
but I mean, hold on, wait. Let me
proceed.
Let me. It's coming. Well, I mean, what I love about the film, it's 3 hours long. To me, it's kind of like a, what's it called, too? What's the other movie? Wolf of Wall Street. it just flies by. Because the story, to me, the storytelling is that captivating to me. Mm-hmm. And just, well, I'm sorry, bad example. You're right. But I just love the film because I don't know, man. It's great storytelling. Yes, it is slow. There are slow paces, but man, that build and just, I don't know, man. Like that's real drama too. That's good conveying of acting.
I must show it on TNT because TNT knows drama.
Fuck
TNT
you, does man. But
they play Jurassic World all the time.
You said they play Jurassic World all the time.
Yeah, they play Jurassic World all the time for them knowing drama.
Oh,
all
right.
But no, it does flow pretty nicely, that movie.
Yeah, I don't get tired of it, man. I just love Scorsese's style. I'm a huge fan of his work. I mean, I just over the years, just really admire what he does. And, you know, he's one of the filmmakers I admire, like with, you know, Tarantino as well. But it's just, I don't know, man. That fucking film is great. But okay, let me ask you, what's your beef with it? Yeah.
I don't have a beef with it. I just don't
just,
like
it. Just wasn't for you.
I just don't wake up every morning sucking Scorsese's dick. I mean,
I'm not sucking his dick.
I'm not saying it doesn't deserve to be sucked. I just don't. That's just not my cup of tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Tomato, potato. Yeah. That's
well. Then name. Okay. Well, I was gonna say name your director that is worthy of sucking dick every morning. That you would.
I don't think I pay that close attention, to be honest with you. Okay. I like Christopher Nolan shit. I mean, that's usually like really good. I like J.J. Abrams stuff. I love the lens flares. I mean, it's cliche, but like I really like the shit that he does. I like Joss Whedon's storytelling, but like as a person, apparently he's a piece of shit. But
that doesn't mean anything, right?
I don't know. I've never really paid attention. I like Gareth Edwards stuff. Like I think that he's doing a pretty good job on most stuff. I watched a movie that he did the other day. Maybe it was. I don't know. I've been watching like giant monster movies the past couple of days.
Like Troll?
No, not like Troll. Like Godzilla and Pacific Rim.
Oh, did you see that? I remember we're going
down the rabbit hole. Yeah, I know. I want to bring something up. Like you said that, you know, Kong versus fucking. Well,
bring it up.
It was shit.
Well,
I got so high, excited, wanting to watch it, and I fucking fell asleep through it.
Which movie?
It was Kong versus fucking Godzilla, whatever.
Kong?
Yeah. Whatever the fuck it is, you know? It was just shit.
I thought it was hilarious, you know, Kong's morning routine. In the first 25 minutes.
Scratches his ass.
Like, get out of here. I'm done.
It's like it went too far. Like, Will, I was talking to Will about this the other day, and he made a good point. It's like you're diving too much into the idea of, like, what this is. Like, I don't want to know about that. I don't care. Just fucking like it. Just the idea, the premise alone. It's like to me, it's like I don't know where you can go from it. I get the idea.
They did like fucking 1,000 Godzilla movies in Japan.
I know
there's plenty of ways you can go.
I know. No. That's what I'm trying to say. Like I don't think. I don't know. That's just me. Like I don't see. Yeah, there's not enough depth to it for me. Yeah, I don't see any depth to it.
Look, I don't know that's about you guys, but I'm not watching Godzilla and Kong movies for depth. I'm watching them for really good CGI.
Joker, like hit me, baby. Hit me, you want to see the fight.
I'll be honest, like that's how I view things. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. I like to see the value.
You like story.
I like to see I still like to see the value in things and people. Mm-hmm. That's all I focus on. Like, and there's always something there. Like I really think there is. But for that particular
has there ever been a Kong movie that you found that love in the story?
Is there what?
Has there ever been a Kong movie that you found that love in the story?
Come on, Adam.
I'm saying that because it seems like a far-fetched story of a giant fucking ape, you know, terrorizing a town. So I'm just trying to see the depth. I mean, there is that story.
You obviously didn't watch the movie because Kong was actually the one terrorizing the town.
Well, no, not that movie.
Well,
I mean,
it was
in general,
cool. Like
Kong.
He was bonding with that child, though. That actually was pretty interesting. Like there was some depth right there.
Okay, did you watch Godzilla King of the Monsters?
Was that before?
Yeah.
Or, I can't remember.
See, I like the storyline in that one. It had a pretty interesting story. Like, that's why I thought the Godzilla versus Kong was going to be all right.
If it was this Godzilla and the Jeff Bridges Kong going at it, I would be more interested.
Jeff Bridges Kong?
Yeah. Which one's Jeff that? Bridges was in have you seen, like in the 70s or 80s. Whoa, 70s is with the, figure out who the chick was, but.
Kathleen Turner?
I don't know.
Okay. We're fucking way off topic. Man. Well, you wanted to talk about fucking directors. I don't know directors that don't do monster movies or Marvel movies. Yeah. So, let's comparing the So the Irishman. I mean, it's a long ass movie, and it just basically talks about, Robert De Niro's character. Just he's kind of like DTF, like or DTK, like down to kill, whatever.
DTF, huh?
Like he's down to do whatever
the fuck he wants to.
He's just a soldier. He says, like in the movies, I'm just taking orders. Yeah, just like in a war, like when he's back in civilian life, same thing. There's nothing. It's the same to him. Like, man, that's the cross again. Like the crossing that line, man. Like he had no
problems crossing that line. Like he killed the first guy he killed in there. Like he just like
who
he
was talking about
De Niro.
De Niro. Okay, I think you're talking about Pacino's character. Like what the fuck?
Yeah,
are you talking about? No, I got you. Yeah.
No, I mean he basically just like kills that dude for nothing, and he's just like, I'm a house painter. Is that
I paint walls. So I heard
heard you paint walls or whatever. He
heard
says.
You a 40K little fucking toe. Yeah.
But who would you say made that movie then?
What's that?
Who made that movie?
Who made that movie?
Like, Scorsese made that movie.
No, the performance.
Oh, performance?
I'm giving it a little more depth into it, not just the broad thing.
Like, I don't know. Pacino, man, does a damn good job, man. His fucking father's... Sorry.
You have the compressor on because we're definitely going to need that compressor on. Channel 3.
That scene when he does it, man. I'm going to jail. I'm going to prison. You understand?
Yeah.
You dumb motherfucker. Fuckers. You don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Pacino.
It's so great, man.
Pacino's character in that movie.
Emotions are all over the place. Sorry. Well, yeah,
Pacino's character in that movie is it's basically the same character that he played in Dick Tracy.
Mm. I can see that, right? Man. Yeah.
I mean, he's all paranoid, big boy,
high strung. Yeah.
And that's exactly. I mean, he played
easily set off. Yeah, like it's just he's too fucking
And I didn't know
that's perfect, man.
Like I thought that they were gonna show some like fucked up shit with his like having some like kind of weird relationship with that little girl. You know what I mean?
Oh no, he just cared about her.
He just genuinely looked
at her as like a daughter. He cared about her. Like that's sad. It's really a sad story too, man. Just you know, like they were. That was his best friend. He had to do it. The point to where you arrive, it's got to be done. Like it is what it is, and how to choose. Like when, especially like what Pesci said at the end when he's like, I chose us over him. Fuck him or something like that. Basically, having you know, like he had to make that call. For him to, he had to do that to save his life, basically. And he had to, he had no choice.
You're just not going to walk into a lion's den, man. The guy was freaking poking the bear.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't
giving them any other option. Yeah, like, really? Yeah, like, yeah. There wasn't a whole lot that they could do.
He was so stubborn. Yeah, like, he was just, they gave him so many fucking chances.
Yeah, for sure.
But he would not listen. When he finally did, it was already too fucking late.
Yeah. what was that one scene where he's having a meeting in Miami? He's like, you're 10 minutes late. You're saying something.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. You were there? Yeah, you this how you dressed for a meeting? Yeah, this is how you dressed for a meeting?
Oh, you wear that suit? For a meeting?
Yeah. I apologize, you wop cocksucker motherfucker.
I apologize. Dude, you apologize. You apologize.
Yeah. That's so fucked up. Wow. The insult, man.
That reminds me. There's a line there's a quote in the Falcon and Winter Soldier where he's like, in the like first episode where he tells his sister, he's like, shit, we gotta go. And he's like, the meeting's not till this. And he's like, you're either early or you're late. Pick one.
Nice.
True. Now,
it's like how we were late today.
What I liked about the movie too, in the Irishman, like they randomly would show somebody and like they introduce a character it's clear it's an introduction of the character, and then it freeze frame and it tells you when they die.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that was genius.
Like what is it? Joey, the one that gets killed in front of his family.
There were so many people he did it to. Yeah. It's like after a while, it's like okay, all right, got that tree over there, fucking died. It's 19, you know, whatever. They just kept. But I thought that was interesting how you would do that though. Like it was just I don't know. Like I never seen anything like that before. Just interesting way of conveying. Basically,
I guess I don't understand. I don't remember like what you're talking about. So walk me through what you're talking about.
There was
about.
A lot of times like they would, you know, it you know, you see a character being introduced, and then it freeze frame, and it would show, it would say like it said the guy's name, and then it would say the cause of death and when he died.
Right,
and like
right.
This one guy, or actually no, I'm sorry, it didn't freeze frame, or it just kept going. One of them, I saw this one of my favorite was this one guy, like when he was getting arrested, Stephen Graham was getting arrested in Miami. Some guy just stands up, and then they show, and then it shows, it says his name, and it says like died in 2001 from respiratory illness, was very liked.
Was very light.
Yeah, was well liked. Or
oh,
whatever.
Liked. That's freaking like, a little well liked.
Oh, well, I guess they give by giving you a little background, like they're just throwing you a bone to let you know, like this guy down here fucking murdered.
He was well liked. Okay, that's cool.
Nice.
They wouldn't put that under Paul's like when he stood up. Shit, that's for sure.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. I'm fine.
So. Where would you rank the Irishman in all of Scorsese's catalog?
In all of Scorsese's catalog?
Yeah, because it seems like Oh, he's taking his jacket off for this one.
Free show, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a bad idea. I don't know why I was doing this.
Wearing your jacket in the middle of the summer?
Yeah. That's not summer.
It's 85
There's
degrees
no spring.
Outside.
It's winter or
whatever.
Summer.
What do you want?
Pick
from
one.
That? Yeah, it's one of the two.
I would say. It is definitely up there, man. Like, Casino and Goodfellas is just...
You burned out of them?
It's
or
hard.
What?
No, like, I still love it, man. Like, I still love just... I mean, yeah, it's like just... it's I love coming back to it. I don't mind it. In The Irishman, I would, you know, like, I'm like consider, like, part of, like, this family of, or just, I don't know, that I'd like to come back to.
Okay,
so it's like...
So you got
definitely
Goodfellas,
like,
Casino,
top five,
and Irishman...
You know?
Playing at the same time. What are you watching first?
Wait, say that again.
Casino, Goodfellas, and Irishman playing at the same time. I know you're going to watch all three of them at the same time, but which one are you going to choose first?
Goodfellas. Because it's fucking funny.
Like, the Irishman's not really. Departed, okay.
Well, hey,
Goodfellas,
no,
it's funny.
Yeah, not to you, but to me, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
No, The Irishman is hilarious to me.
Oh, well, you're a psychopath.
The more serious
I mean,
it is, the more hilarious. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious movie. I fucking love that movie.
You're going to go to the comedy section.
Yeah, right there.
Wow. That's like saying,
movie's
that's
beautiful.
Like going like, that's like going great. Like top five comedy movies of all time.
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah,
Patch Adams.
Titanic. Yeah, exactly.
Schindler's List, you say?
Yeah, I really do hope that when you're a kid.
Fucking hilarious, man. These people
I really
dying.
Hope when you're a kid and you're going to like Blockbuster that you weren't going to the comedy section looking for Shawshank Redemption. Like, where the fuck is this movie at? You know?
I'm purposely thinking that it's a call. Okay, I get you. Yeah. You know me.
Fucking good. Yeah, good fellas. Yeah, I mean, you can find comedy in that. Like when Morty goes in before he gets whacked. Like, yeah, get a Danish for Bill.
Yeah.
He kind of gets killed right there.
The what
get
was
a
it?
Danish for Bill right before. Because he's thinking that he's in with the people he's about to get paid. Morty, he's finally going to get his money.
Oh yeah. I had up to you, Henry. What's my fucking money? Fucking Morty.
Which one's
Morty?
Fucking
like, don't worry, you're gonna get your
the
money.
Rugs. The fucking rugs.
Oh.
Morty's wigs.
Morty's wigs.
The fucking rug.
Okay. Now I haven't seen Goodfellas in a long time.
Oh, hilarious.
So I mean, we talked. Okay, so We've talked about the Irishman, kinda. Yes. Paul, I guess, whatever. The Sopranos had 9 seasons. Like, what set the Sopranos apart and made it so? Whatever. Well, it was too fucking many.
Okay, go on. What?
It was three. It was three too many.
No, come on, man.
What were we gonna say? What made it? What?
Yeah, what made the Sopranos stand out to where they could do that much?
Well, it was the first type. It was the first type of series that did this, and that's what created all these Game of Thrones and all Boardwalk Empires. This type of cinematic.
Well, that's ultra David Lynch too, man. David
Lynch. God damn it! It was a great run without David Lynch.
You can't ignore him though, man. He has a
We can. We successfully ignored him.
David Lynch.
A lot of people. Filmmakers they cite inspiration from him. It's just then David Chase is one of them, and like I could see that in his work. The dream sequences are very fucking Lynch like. It's there. Like I can't. I mean, it's cool though to see that he inspired others like that. That surrealism. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Suck thy dick. Yeah.
All right. All right. So
I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear what word you said. Your mouth was super muffled.
Super muffled. Yeah, like you had a big David Lynch cock.
That's
in
just
there.
What I do, man. People
so.
Just,
I get that Sopranos was first, but not. I mean, being first doesn't necessarily make it good.
I guess you're right.
So, what made The Sopranos good? Explain it to me, somebody who watched it and couldn't stand to watch any more of it, that I had to stop after season 4 or the beginning of season 4. Well, it was just, it felt like there was like a lot of intentional.
Lydia, right?
It felt like there was a lot of cliffhangers that were building, and then it just wasn't that. I was like, oh, that was the end of the season? Like, what? That wasn't even a cliffhanger. And then, like,
but you hated Lydia, right?
Who the fuck is Lydia?
The mother.
Oh,
who?
Yeah. She was obnoxious.
Lydia Soprano.
Oh, yeah.
She was a sociopath, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she was.
Sure.
So, she was a terrible.
I think the series.
Poor thing, though.
You're probably looking at is not maybe not your typical run-of-the-mill series that are out today. Like, you expect the cliffhanger to be answered at the end of the last 2 episodes, probably.
No, I expect the cliffhanger from episode, like, I expect the cliffhanger from the end of season 2 to be answered or resolved at the beginning of season 3.
I don't think they do that. And it's a problem if I noticed that.
I would like a cliffhanger to actually make me go, oh shit, what's gonna happen next? And nothing
and it doesn't
ever
do that.
It never
because
did that.
It is a continuing story throughout the whole series. I get where you're coming at, where like you expect the answers to be done pretty much right at the end or the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and I mean the thing is what got me about The Sopranos, and I think one of the reasons why I couldn't watch it, it just felt like fake drama. Like they were just dragging shit on.
Get out.
Just to drag it on.
No.
You know what I mean?
You are absolutely right.
That I mean,
you are right.
It,
that's what it is.
It's that's like every time you're like, though. Well, Tony's fucked. It's like, oh, this one. And some stuff, he doesn't even get out of it. They just quit mentioning it. And you're just like,
forget about it. Forget about it.
I'm like,
what do you think? Why did they say that? Forget about it.
Well, I mean, there's just so much shit that happens that they just don't ever mention it again. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, that was a big deal, I thought. Like,
yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
There's, like, there's some shafting that happens. It is what it is. That's ultra Lynch, too.
And, like, you see a lot of stuff that happens.
You get no closure.
You see a lot of stuff that happens, and then, like the storyline just changes, and you're
closures
like,
are pussies.
In between seasons, and you're just like, what the fuck? They were going this direction, and you can tell that they were like, oh, we need to drag this on a little bit more. So just, like, this is the storyline we were telling for the last 3 episodes of season 2. Let's not mention it again until episode 16 of season 3. Like, and then we'll just hint at it and then bring it back in season 4.
Yeah,
that's amazing, though, because that's like, that's testing to see if you remember.
Man, if you only pounded a few more episodes,
obviously did not.
You would have gone to Vincent.
And you're that well invested in the show, too.
Vincent.
No. Vincent's infamous blowjob in the porta potty.
Oh, Vinny? Vito?
A little bit? Yeah, Vito. That's right. Vito. Yeah. Vito. Yeah.
Fucking. The fucking You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, Corey Dray.
Look at what he's doing at Pose. Well, at the bar? At the bar. Hey, man, it's just a joke. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. If only he saw it. Okay. Vito, have you met? I mean, have you seen Vito?
Vito came in like the beginning of season 4 and did a hit on somebody, walked up behind him and just popped him in the back of the head. I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's actually, no, but that was a different, he was supposed to be a different character. You know that?
I did not know that.
No. Yeah, like he was in the very beginning, like he was somebody else, but he was never mentioned again, like you were saying. And eventually they turned him into just a reoccurring character the last like three or four seasons, I think.
Was he ever a made man?
And he was up there. Yeah, he was.
He wasn't because a captain. I think he was a made man.
Well, he was definitely Tony's one of his highest earners. Yeah. And that's what I was going to bring up. Like, what's interesting is that plot in the story when they talk about him and like, because they want to kill him because he's gay. And they say, and get this, a lot of them say, well, it's against, the sanctity of marriage, blah, blah, blah. It's like, on your wives? That doesn't count? Oh, no. What kind of logic is that?
They pick and choose what's morally right.
That's what's amazing about the show. It's diving into complexity of these characters and what they believe in. Like, it's amazing just to watch them. Right. And
so there was stuff in this show that like
it's hilarious.
I watch this show and I'm just like, moron. They set it up like it's like fucking T-ball. Like when Tony has to go spend time in the office and they're like, who's that girl? Oh, she's super conservative Christian. I was like, Tony's gonna fuck her and at least give it 2 episodes, he's gonna be banging her.
Yeah.
2 episodes later, he's banging her behind the desk. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Like give it.
Don't come on anything.
Yeah, like just like I mean, if I don't understand, like, I guess, like, a lot of guys, I guess the reason that, like, the show was so popular was guys were like, fuck yeah, I want to be Tony Soprano. Like, I just bang anything that moves, smoke cigars, got a good, got a hot wife at home, and, making money, and, but I mean, but that's, it's all bullshit. He's a piece of shit as a human being.
Well, yeah, that's what the show explores. Like, underneath all that glamour, it's just hollow emptiness. And he's just struggling to live with it, and he projects it on people. Like, what you just said is exactly why I love the show.
You need to understand
I love that it shakes the idea. Like you're saying, like these, you got these guys that they're romancing the idea of like, they want to be like Tony and have all this shit, but then excuse me, at what fucking price though, man? Like it's a price to pay. That kind of life, like are you willing to fucking do that? Yeah, because it's completely empty. That's just there's no fucking it's just simple instant gratification and you're done. That's it. There's no substance, man.
No, that's true.
It's shit. And he's constantly battling it and trying to understand it. Like, and he has his moments. And it's great, and then he's just exploring, what it's like to be a human being. Just he fucks up, and then like he just fucking just lets it just, he forgets that he's making progress, just like we always do as human beings. And when we make a mistake, we forget about it. We just fucking blow up, and he goes crazy, and he does what he does in a show.
Yeah,
exactly. And like it's just a great way of like of demonstrating what it's like to be a human being, and especially. Not knowing and just, oh man, they do a great job on that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. I'm all over the place.
I mean, I just think that like that's one of the things that like you see Tony making pro. I think I would have enjoyed the show had I seen Tony like actually making and maintaining progress. He would make progress and then he would just like flip off and you just be like, what the fuck? Like he was just okay. Like. Last episode, and then now all of a sudden he's like, like flipping out on his therapist and shit.
I think it'd be a little too harsh.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Considering the fact that this was one of the first long drama series out there.
But it wasn't planned. Like, they didn't know how many seasons they were going to be able to milk out of this thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It was wasn't it supposed to be just a mini?
Bro, I don't know. It should have been.
Damn, man.
Oh, no, man.
You really don't like it.
No, I get it. I like playing the heel in this situation.
Okay. What is Christopher's girlfriend's name again?
Dre DeMatteo?
No, that's the actress, no, but no, like yeah, no, no the actual character. Fucking
Gina.
Damn it!
Gina?
No, I know her name.
I forget, but the way
she's so adorable.
The way they got her in and mixed in with the feds.
Yeah,
I didn't get to that point.
Oh well, the killing.
Fuck you! Fuck you! You fucking whore.
Well, she gets mixed in with the feds, and obviously they have to put a hit on her because...
Does Christopher have to kill her?
No, he didn't want to. So
because like, I feel like I told you guys, like, where I stopped at the beginning of season four, I just see, like, Christopher getting, like, super involved in drugs and, like, fucking up, and Tony has to keep bailing him out, and then Tony has to fucking kill him.
Oh, didn't even know. But that's pretty much what happened. Well, he cleaned up. No, he cleaned up, and then he came back
like,
into
that's
it.
How, he's a flawed character. Yeah. He's like just like everybody else. Like he's
well, what I thought was I fucked up
part of the
got,
writer staff. Too,
like I said,
imperially.
Like,
well, he got made when he got made when he got made, and then Paulie was my favorite character.
Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah. And Paulie's like. He goes, you're made now. You got in. And he's like, fuck yes. I don't have to struggle anymore. And Paulie's just like, give him like table scraps. Basically, he's still struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, fuck you, man. Like, get fucked. Like, I want to, you know what I mean? Like, I get made and you get to go Cadillac? That's not the way this works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be pissed. I'd have killed him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That, well, it goes to show how much respect they still have for them still. Like, it's just... Yeah. It's a weird, but
that's one of the things I didn't understand. Like, as much
disrespect
that was thrown around in there, like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't one of them just walk in there and just fucking cap all of them and just be like, "I'm the new boss."
Well, because the respect goes amongst the families too.
Yeah,
fuck that.
The families will have a hit.
Everybody hated Tony.
But no, I get that. But I think there's still like some kind of like, I think between them there was some kind of unity or bond. Like, even though like. Yeah, things got rough, or like
bond.
They hate
what bond?
Well, they
the shit they
didn't
did
kill
was
Junior.
Shitty.
He wanted to kill. I mean, he didn't like Junior at all.
That's still a bond. That's what they do. It's not okay. Yeah, it's not like an ideal bond, but it still is because that's what they do. Yeah, no, I don't agree with it either. But it's still theoretically a bond, though. What they do and some kind. So I think it's that's what holds it together for them for so long. And I think at the end. You know, for Tony, he had enough of Chris. You know, he just fucking.
Well, he saw the baby carrier. He got in a wreck.
Yeah.
And he saw the baby carrier that's in the back seat. Like, fuck. If the baby was there, she would have been dead.
Yeah.
So he hit his heart and he's like, fuck this. He kills him right there and then because the reason why he's on drugs. He gets in a wreck with Tony. Tony's obviously pissed because you fucking almost killed me. He looks back. There's a fucking baby carrier. Like, this has to end.
Yeah.
Bam, he killed him right there. Yeah. Man. So, I mean, I don't know.
What did he tell the cops? The gun went off when they hit the tree or
no,
whatever?
No, he just suffocated. He didn't use the gun. He just like suffocated, like just
choked
him out.
Yeah.
Or just broke his nose and
his
he couldn't
nose
breathe.
Was broke and like he just stopped him from breathing.
That's pretty cool.
He just
cold.
Fucking all mashed right. His dick right there, you know?
Yeah, he mashed his dick. Yeah.
Gave him a hand job while he was doing it. That's cool.
Yeah fuck it.
So I mean, I don't know
why
I'm
still here.
I don't know why, you know, where else to go with this fucking show. You know what I mean? Like, that's
why
as far as I got into it. I don't know how it got seven seasons. I don't know.
Well, thankfully, you don't speak for everybody on this one.
You know, apparently, I mean, they keep making the shit. So, I mean,
somebody
likes it.
Yeah, because they're going to make that, you know, they're making
the prequel.
Yeah.
With Gandolfini's kid.
The many, the Saints
many,
of New York.
Yeah, Saints of New Jersey.
It's just
or
a mini show. I mean, a movie, I think.
Yeah, it's just
right?
A movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a miniseries.
No,
I think it initially
a movie.
Was going
no,
to
it's
be.
No, it's already done. Like, COVID fucking just kept knocking it off last year.
So, to me, like, I'm actually interested
the many
in
Saints of New York
watching
Newark is what it is.
Movie.
This no just because I like origin stories and like I was like I kind of know where all these characters came from and I want to know like
James Gandolfini's son's playing you know
oh is he
yeah, yeah. Tony is Soprano yeah
all right
I
that's
see
kind of like
man
that's kind of like what's his name
I mean so far
Ice Cube's son playing Ice Cube
and
Straight out of Compton he looked
just
like
him.
Yeah, he did.
A good resemblance.
I'm speaking like he's dead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Who? Gandolfini is dead.
No, I was talking about Ice Cube, son.
No,
dead.
We're talking DMX is dead, not Ice Cube.
Yeah,
God
DMX
damn.
And Prince Philip.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. No, it's not hilarious,
you're
but there's
side,
a meme that's out there
side,
saying
right?
that they were in cahoots with their own deaths, pretty much.
You stay on your side. I'll stay on my side.
Prince Philip and DMX.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
So anyway.
Clearly, there's a reason. There's why there's a vision right here.
Right.
Hold on. Repeat that without slurring.
So clearly, there's a vision here.
Was this death because of an overdose? Like,
apparently, he had a heart attack while on drugs, and then.
The heart attack was a result of an overdose, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Please do tell why that's hilarious, Paul. I love putting him on the spot.
Yeah, I know, right.
Because he doesn't know why it's funny.
No.
Like, he has no idea why it's funny.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Paul yes, I do. I just want to tell you.
I think
and it's
hand.
Not. And, you know, I'm not laughing at that either. By the way.
Okay.
Or do I want you to think that way? I forgot. I said too much. You're not supposed to know that.
Yeah. So you never answered the fucking question. What would you pick first?
For what?
Irishman?
Oh goddamn! That was like 5 hours casino. Ago. That was like 2 weeks
they're
ago.
All playing the same
it was
time.
At least 10 minutes ago. Yeah. For sure.
They're all running the same time.
Yeah, which one do you tune into?
And you're
one's
on, playing you're on Channel CBS, 99, the TV Guy
one's
channel.
Playing on TNT, and one's playing on FX. Which one do you...
It depends on what who's doing the voice dubs.
No, I think it like depends
best.
On what time
probably,
they're in.
Like,
if there's a good part of the
say,
movie...
Yeah, that's a Goodfellas for sure.
Traitor.
Casino Man?
Casino all the way.
Well, yeah. Casino's like 2 hours is just, long. It's a hard set. It's a very man. Close second.
No, like... The dealer?
Look
at this beaut.
Oh, this fucking beaut. Yeah, this fucking guy. He's fucking dealing a fucking... He fucking's like, oh, fuck. It's...
A fucking great movie.
Oh, man.
Great freaking movie, man.
Yeah. Here we go, mine.
Let's take a quick second to give a shout out over to our good friends over at Eureka Heights. You can see we are... I have no labels on my cans, but...
Yeah, it's a Eureka Heights.
Yeah, we're drinking putting down some Fizzy Pants hard seltzer. You're putting down some Mini Boss. What flavor have I been drinking? I can't even tell. This is strawberry.
Strawberry. Probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually really good. You can find them in the variety 12 packs at your local markets. Mm-hmm. They call it the Rad Pack. So you can find it. It's peach, watermelon, strawberry, and grapefruit. Check out our last episode that we did at the brewery where we were talking to Evan and Chris about Fizzy Pants. We actually were in the brewery the day that they released and announced it. So we were the first people of the public to be able to talk about it. So we did a pretty like in-depth rolling review as we were, you know, pounding back seltzers all night. So you can check out that episode and you know, make sure you stop by over there. A couple of things going on at Eureka Heights coming up pretty soon. In case anybody is wondering if you're missing the rodeo, they are doing their 5th annual Eureka Heights Hootenanny.
Hootenanny. What is a hootenanny?
It's like a, I don't fucking know. It's like a rodeo.
Rodeo-esque?
It's like a, you know, like a cowboy country party. You know what
so
I mean? Like,
I'll walk in there with some nut huggers. I will be accepted with open arms.
So I will be there. I will be playing bass for Libby Coke and the Dealers. Is one of the bands I'm in is the Dealers. So we'll be providing some country music for everybody. And Paul thinks this is hilarious. I don't know why. It has something to do with the nut huggers comment, I'm guessing.
I think so.
You know me well.
So stop by. It's from 12 to 6 at Eureka Heights, April 24th. It's a Saturday. And you can check out the music. Libby Coke will be providing
what
the
kind
music.
Of music is that?
It is country Americana. We'll be doing a lot of her original stuff and a lot of covers. Just music you'll know, some stuff that you'll like. So it'll be a good time. It's going to be our first time getting out and playing since COVID. So
that's exciting.
It's going to be a real good time.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be a real good time. I'm going to pull Doug Funny out for that.
Doug Funny, yeah.
Doug Funny's
nice.
Coming out for that.
Maybe he wears a belt on his forehead.
You should come and,
I'll be
and
there.
Take pictures and videos.
I'll be there. I wasn't invited, but even though...
You're always invited.
I'm this guy's, you know, co-host, but I'll be there regardless.
Okay, well, I told you about it. Don't say I didn't tell you because... I told you. And if you would like to help support the podcast, help do all this cool stuff that we do, all these things that we put up, you can hit this link below. This is not an actual link. It's a Venmo link right there. This is weird for us. And it's at beer me, damn it, at Venmo. And that it doesn't actually provide us with beer, but it provides us with money to support the podcast, website hosting fees. And,
some beer.
You know, maybe. Some beers, yeah. Well, and Comic Palooza is coming up, so, you know, we... having a little bit of extra cash to float around, you know, gets us the ability to hand out free beer passes for Eureka Heights while we're out and about. So, you know, that gives us the ability to, you know, help you while you're helping us, as they say. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe. Our Facebook page, YouTube channel. What else do we have? Our Instagram page.
Cover it up.
At GNC Podcast
is at GNC Podcast.
Yep.
You can find the podcast on all your platforms there.
All of the platforms.
Gentleman No Class. Go to GentlemanNoClass.com. If you're lazy about it, just go to GentlemanNoClass.com.
Yeah, if you're not into the whole brevity thing, man.
There you go.
I watched that recently. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I love that movie, man.
It's great.
I haven't seen it in such a long time. I saw it. I was like, man.
No, man. I'm the dude.
Yeah.
You're Lebowski. Like, I'm the dude.
You know, Urban Chamber. Urban Achievers. Achievers. Oh, shit. Yeah. Urban Achievers. Shit. Yeah.
Fucking Eagles, man. Get the fuck out of my car.
Oh, some new information has come to light, such, man.
Man,
like,
I
new shit.
I've watched that movie. It's like, man. I just, the characters are so lovable, man. Yeah,
it's such a great.
they're just so like, they just, I don't know, man. It's just like, I watch like family. Like, it's like, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It just, it feels so welcoming.
Nobody
like, I love it, man. The Coen brothers can do such a damn
Nobody
good job.
Fuck with a Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Dexter?
No, I've heard good.
I did not know that Dexter's father is fucking Jackie Treehorn. It's hilarious in Big Lebowski.
Oh, so they're in the same universe.
Wait, whoa, hold
on.
No.
Oh. No, the actor that plays Jackie Treehorn is Dexter's father.
How's the smut business, Jackie? Yeah.
In real life.
Wait.
The actors.
The actor.
You're fucking me.
Hilarious. Okay, oh, I'm fucking both of you guys, though. That's hilarious.
Real names. Real names.
Yeah, he's right, because you're throwing me the fuck off.
I mean, damn it. Whatever. Beer me, damn it.
Beer me, damn it.
Man, that feels good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm sure it does. And on that note.
We're done?
We're done? Yeah, bro. All you gave us for The Irishman was, yeah, I fucking love that.
what
I mean, we stretched that shit into an hour. What do you want?
You're right. I forgot where I'm at and while I'm doing things.
That's what the marijuana will do to you, Paul.
I haven't touched it in like 10 minutes, man.
10 whole minutes?
10 whole minutes, yeah.
And on that note, I've been Rob.
I'm Jake.
Yeah. No, really, guys, it was fun. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you guys are doing good. And
My only thing about you coming back on the podcast is I didn't get to actively talk shit about you leaving. This episode, but I'll just have to double down.
Do it another time.
I'll just double down.
There'll be plenty of times. You can always invite me back.
We probably won't, but we could.
Fuck
the seat would not be warm for you. I'll make sure it's fucking ice cold. Okay.
All righty.
And on that note, we are. Make sure you tune in to the live stream. Sell your friends stuff. We're moving into a new podcast studio here soon. Not next episode, but soon. So we'll have some new digs, some better lighting, some stuff like that going on. So that's what that cool little Venmo link will help, sponsor the podcast. And, you know, send us if you want a shout out on the air. We will definitely do that. And no minimum required. Fucking okay. See, now we got to be done now, because of that.
I'm bored. I'm getting bored.
All right.
That's awesome. Thank you.
We'll see you guys later.
Okay, now we gotta stop. Yeah.
Oh. I was kind of hoping you just turned the camera like the alien.
Yeah. I was thinking about I was just thinking about putting my fucking hand, but I was like, that's what.